Well, praise the Lord and greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to worship with us here at Mount Calvary Miracle Temple Apostolic Church, where our pastor is the Honorable District Elder Johnny Magnus. Please enjoy the wonderful Word of God. God bless you.
But grab yourself accordingly and greet our preach speaker on this morning, Assistant Pastor Elder Joseph Gentry, with a hearty preach the word.
Preach the word.
Preach the word.
Preach the word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank and praise the Lord for his greatness, his mercy, his everything. Hallelujah. He is a wonderful, wonderful God.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Yep. I was to sing a song. I'm not singing, but if I was to sing a song, I would sing the one that says, "You are my everything, my love, my joy, my song. You are my peace all day long, and everything is you. You're the air I breathe, the song I sing. Oh my Lord, you are everything. You are everything.
Hallelujah.
We're going to have two scriptures. We're going to go to, and one comes from Philippians, the 4th chapter, and the 7th verse. And then we'll go to Colossians, the 3rd chapter, and the 15th verse. The first one, Philippians 4 and 7, says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." The second, Colossians 3 and 15, "And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, glorify you, praise you, Lord. Thank you for your great plan of salvation. Thank you for, Lord, let us be in this place at this time, this period. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for all you do for us in our minds, our spirits, our souls, Lord, your physical bodies. Hallelujah, Lord. You help us in every each and every way. Thank you, Lord. We praise you forevermore. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
I thank and praise the Lord for health and strength. Thank you, praise the Lord for our pastor. Amen. Bishop elect. Hallelujah. Amen. Second bishop elect. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And our first lady.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I gotta get used to honoring them before I speak, because you know that's what they do at the council. That's what they do at every time we go somewhere. They honor the bishop, they honor the pastor, they honor this one, they honor that one, they honor everybody. And then they speak. I definitely want to honor my pastor because he is a great pastor.
Thank you, Lord.
And our first lady who did an excellent job on this past weekend.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Enjoy what she did. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Did a wonderful job, put a program together, and
thank you, Lord. And
with God's action, gave us a wonderful speaker.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Blessed our souls. If there's a recording of that, that needs to be put out. Hallelujah. I don't know if it is or not.
I don't think so.
But it was good. It was good. Hallelujah. But I thank and praise the Lord for this message the Lord given me. I was telling Sister Fox, hallelujah, that God did use her this morning.
Amen.
Amen. She don't have to be afraid. God really used her this morning.
Amen.
I told her, I said, God gave me confirmation by what you said this morning.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, praise the Lord. You're on the right track, Sister Fox. So you don't have to be afraid of nothing.
Amen.
God using you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, praise the Lord. Amen. This topic came to me. Amen. I was talking to Rosalyn, my wife. For those of you who don't know. Amen. We were talking, and she was being bothered by this and that and the other and different things. And I was trying to comfort her and trying to let her know, no, it's all right. It's going to be good. And she said, you don't worry about me. And I said, no, I don't. And she said, why you don't worry about nothing? I said, God given me peace.
Yes.
He has given me peace.
Right.
Now, it wasn't always like that. I've had some ups and downs. I've had a lot of stuff happen to me over the years. Amen. But over the course of learning, over the course of experiencing, over the course of, amen, trusting God, He has given me peace.
All right.
Hallelujah. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. Amen. In my lifetime, amen, I needed a doctor, and Jesus was my doctor.
All right.
In my lifetime, I needed a lawyer, and Jesus was my lawyer. In my lifetime, I've been in some trouble where, amen, I could possibly go to jail, but God stepped in.
Yes.
I had some experiences where someone wanted to beat me up, but God stepped in.
Yes.
I've had a lot of times where, amen, things happen and I would have faced a lot of money issues, but God came into the picture.
Yes.
Amen. God had been my source for a very long time, and over the years I've learned to trust Him. Over the years I learned to lean on His voice. Amen. When He speaks to me, you know, I'm not saying I have arrived, because I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still trying to mark that perfect man. Amen. I haven't got there yet. I'm working on there. I'm trying to get close to Him.
Yes.
Amen. I want to be at the point where when He just whispers, I hear it, understand it, and run after it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to be there when He pops through the sky.
Yes.
Amen. I want to be caught up to meet them in the clouds. I want to be caught up to meet them. Amen.
Amen.
But I couldn't be able to do that. Amen. If I didn't have peace where I was, I have to constantly pray. I have to constantly repent for anything that even possibly runs through my mind.
All right.
I got to constantly, amen, ask God for forgiveness because, you know, I might have had a thought of this and I might have had a thought of that. I might have, you know, did this for a minute and stuff, you know, things that run through your mind. And the pastor was talking about, you know, we're watching TV and we're watching this and that, and we're trying to, you know, if you don't look at it as pure entertainment, you know, it's not it'll start making you lean toward doing something that's not safe. And you know, I was thinking about, you know, my Rosalind's, one of her. I don't know if it's her favorite show, but it's a show that she watches all the time. And I had known about the show, but I hadn't always watched it. I like it, but I hadn't always watched it. But it's the Andy Griffith show, you know, in Mayberry. I don't know if that's the name of it. But it's a nice, decent show. But I noticed here lately, because I've been watching it, because she's got it on. And I'm watching it, and I'm watching it, and I'm watching it, because episodes I've never seen, I'm seeing. And I said, you know, at first, you know, I was like, this show, awesome, fine, you know, everybody, you know, good. But then I started noticing, you know, because the word is in here, you know, and I started noticing, they make it seem like it's already the lot. I think people think they lie, you know, and they purposely lie just so the other don't find out about something. And I'm like, that ain't right. You know, the show that I thought was wholesome and good and no cussing, no this or that, you know, makes me think they almost make it all right to lie. I'm like, wow, it's entertaining. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that. Amen. Because we can't lie.
Right.
We can't cheat. We can't steal.
Right.
Amen. We can't fornicate. We can't do all kinds of stuff. You know, because the Word of God tells us this. So, you know, I'm trying to obey the Word. And anything I see, anything I've experienced, you know, it gets all goes up here. And I got to compare it with the Word of God.
Well,
I don't even have to try to compare it at this stage of my life because since the Word's up here, it just automatically happens.
Right.
And at some point, I started looking at Andy Griffin, and I'm like, they make it all right to lie. So I don't have a problem with that because I've already dealt with lies. You know, I lied at one time when I was a kid. I think I was 10, and my mother sent me to the store to buy a newspaper. So I went, and I went to the store, and you know, they had those yellow things where you put the quarter in, you bring it down, and you pull out the paper. Well, when I did that, I'm like, why not get two papers? You know, it's just open. Right there, just two papers. So I went and got two papers, shed it up, and I went home. I don't know what was in my mind. So I went home, and Mama said, "Why you get two papers?" And I'm like, "Oh." And she said, "I'm giving you another quarter. You go all the way back there, and you put that paper back." And I went all the way back, and I put it back, and I said, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to. I was trying to steal. It was, and I almost tried to tell a lie, but I couldn't. Not to Mama. You don't do that. But you know, we get these thoughts in our head, and sometimes we run with it, but at that time, I didn't have the Word of God to compare it with. I didn't have nothing. You know, it was just me. And of course, the devil right there whispering anything in your ear. So I let, I did what the devil said. Yeah, but I didn't want to be found there again.
Amen.
So I didn't ever do that again. And I watched what I did. I don't think I tried to steal any more after that. But God is real.
Yes, He is.
God is awesome God. And God, amen, will do what He said His word will say He would do.
Right.
Amen. And if He makes it a commandment, an ordinance, a rule, not to lie, cheat, steal, fornicate, or whatever, then we got to obey that.
Right.
And that, when we obey His word, that is when we have peace.
Yes.
Amen. And I've been through so much in my life that I'm starting to have real peace in my life.
Yes.
Peace from bill collectors. Peace from drama in my life.
Amen.
Peace from, amen, this one hating me, this one wanting to jump on me. Peace from, family issues. Peace from anything that can bother you. Things that can hurt you. And I'm trying to relate this to my wife, and she was like, she said, you just got a peace. I mean, you don't let nothing bother you. And it's not that it can't bother me, but I'm at a point where I don't let it bother me. I know what God's word says. And I know that it's going to tell me, amen, that if I do thus and so, amen, that I don't have to worry about that thing.
Right.
I don't have to worry about who wants to jump me, or who wants to hurt me, or who wants to sue me, or who wants to do this or that. And in a lot of cases, I don't even get close to even being in an issue where they will want to do that.
Uh-huh.
Amen. There's a policeman wanted to arrest me at one point. But, amen, God stepped in.
Yes.
And they couldn't arrest me. Hallelujah. I got peace.
Yes.
And I didn't have to fight him to get him to that point. I'm sure I would have ended up in jail. But God gave me peace. So when things come my way, I don't let it bother me. I don't let it change what God has already made me.
Right.
You know, because God has made me a person that will not allow Satan to use me. And I'm trying not to let him use me. And me and Roslyn came up on an issue, and it was a tough one. I have to admit, it was a tough one, but God prevailed.
Yes,
We went on, we got married, we went on a honeymoon. Now we were gonna go to a hotel, stay a week. Amen. Now, on the way to the hotel, I got a phone call. And the man said, "Joe, I need you." Now we're on our honeymoon, and we're going to the hotel. We're on our way. And he said, "Joe, I need you." And I said, What happened? He said, "Man, I got water all over the place. And I had to set the water off. And now me and my family, we have no water until this pipe gets fixed." And I was like, I looked at Ross. Now I got him on speaker.
Oh,
and Ross was like, "Call a plumber."
Right?
But he knew I've been at his house and I've seen the issue he was having with his water. And I had gave him a temporary fix, and he said, it's working, I think we're gonna be all right. I said, now this is only temporary, because I don't trust it. But I know a real good fix, but the store's not open, I can't fix it like that. So, you know, I don't trust it, but it should hold until I'm off my, you know, honeymoon or whatever. And right at the honeymoon, it busts. So of course he calls me. And I'm looking at Ross and I said, "Ross, this is emergency. This is emergency. This is vital. This is, and it's not gonna take me long. Because I already know the issue. I already know everything." And she looked at me with a side eye.
Yeah.
Like, she don't care. She don't care. And I'm like, "It's only going to take me 15. And she said, "I know what your 15 minutes look like." It's going to be 30, 40, 50. You're going to call me and say you ran into another issue. And I said, "Rob, trust me. And she allowed me to go. She did allow me to go. I went, I fixed it. It was probably 30. I came back and everything was good. We had a good time and everything was blessed. But she told all her friends, all her family, "You know what this man did?" And her friends and her family, every last one of them, said, you knew he was a minister. You knew he helps people. You knew that this was him. You knew he couldn't turn something like that down. It was an emergency. And she said, yeah, but. And every one of them said, he had to go do it. He had to go do it. You can't fault him for going to do it. You cannot fault him for that. And she said, every last one of them told me that. Nobody was on my side. Nobody was on my side. And I said, it was an emergency. So she forgave me, and everything was all right. But she said, I ain't telling that story no more because everybody's on your side. So I told her, I said, I'm trying to help you out. I'm gonna work on it. Nobody can call me except for these certain days. Yeah. And so from Sunday evening to Thursday evening, nobody could call me for anything. Now you got, Sunday evening all the way up to Thursday. If it ain't fixed by then, it ain't gonna get fixed.
Amen.
Because her time is Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning.
Amen.
Amen.
That's her time, and nothing can intervene.
Amen.
So whatever it is, I don't care if it's an emergency or not,
all right.
It ain't gonna happen.
That's right. Amen.
So you got certain days.
Amen.
And you got me. But after that, it's over. But God has blessed me. Amen. You know, so far, everything has been wonderful. Everything has been blessed. She loves me to death.
Thank you.
I mean, she loves me to death. And we, life. Yeah, yeah. Until I die. But God has blessed us. We have a good time. We have a wonderful time. God has blessed us. Amen. Everybody was so wonderful during the marriage, during the wedding. Everybody was wonderful during after the wedding. Everybody was wonderful during all this time. And her family loves me. Amen. And she said, she told me, and I'm almost finished. I'm just telling you why I have peace.
All right.
Amen.
Her family told me that. Well, they told her first. She said, don't you let this man get away.
All right.
All her family. And for those of you who wasn't at the wedding, all her sons, she had three sons, and all three of them went up there with her as she marched down the aisle. And when the man said, who gives this bride to this man? And all three of them, standing right there with us, said, we do. And they've been on me, with me the whole time, and my family loves their family.
Thank you.
They've all get along, and they're planning some type of big trip and doing things together. So I feel blessed. I feel at peace.
Yes.
I feel good that, you know, what God has done. Amen. And she told me, she said, nobody has ever treated me like you.
Amen.
I'm like, what you talking about? She said, they don't do it. They never done what you do.
Amen.
And I'm talking about, what, you mean fixing stuff? No. She's talking about they never done what you just do.
Amen.
And I'm saying, that's just normal. That's
all
just
right.
Normal stuff.
Right.
That
right.
Ain't nothing extravagant, nothing great or anything. That's just me being normal.
Amen.
And she said, well, they never done this. I never experienced this. I never. And I won't tell you what else she said, but I thank and praise the Lord that she's experienced it with me.
Amen.
You know, we can have peace, y'all.
Yes.
We can have real peace.
Yes.
I know what that sounds like. But we can have peace, y'all.
Yes.
Thank you.
If we follow God's word.
Yes.
Amen. Let it reign supreme in your life.
Yes.
Amen. Don't take no shortcuts.
Right.
Amen. Do it the right way.
Yes.
Amen. Put a ring on it.
Amen.
Go through the process.
Yes. Amen.
I spent more money on this wedding than I think I spent in my lifetime on anything else. All I wanted to do was be able to live through it. And I'm still alive. So it's over and it's done, but I have a feeling I'm still going to have some more issues. But the big money's gone. But I thank and praise the Lord, everything is paid.
Thank you.
Everything is done. Everybody got what they were supposed to get. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I still got money in the bank.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I can still pay bills.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, and you can be at peace.
Yes.
And just follow God's rule. And it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. I went through Deacon Don's finance class. And man, he gave us some real tough decisions. I'm already finished. I'm just giving you this. He gave us some very tough decisions, amen, that we need to make in our life.
Yes.
Amen. I can probably need to do another finance class. Amen. So and it's tough, but it's right.
Right.
Amen.
It's tough, but you can do it.
Yes.
It's tough, but it will make your life better in the long run.
Uh-huh.
Amen. I wouldn't have the peace I have today if I didn't follow some of the things he said in his direction. Amen. I had to follow some of that stuff. Amen. And you're going to want to spend it.
Right.
Robin said, if I got it, I'm spending it. That's why I'm holding on to it. Amen. I let it trickle out little by little. Little by little. But God's good, amen. We have fun. We have a good time,
amen.
But I thank God for his finance classes. I thank God for what God has given me. I've been saving a long, long time, and it just so happened. God blessed me to have enough to take care of everything with the wedding, everything with the bills and all that stuff. All of it was taken care of.
Thank you.
And I didn't have to worry about anything. But God has given me peace like that for a pretty good while now. So I didn't have to, amen, worry about this or that or anything. God just gave me peace.
Thank you.
So you can have peace. Just follow God's word. No matter how tough it is, just do it. Just stay on it. Amen. Don't let the enemy distract you from what God has already said to you. Amen. If God said it, that settles it.
Right.
Brother, I believe it or not, it's in the material. God said it.
Yes.
So stay on it.
Right.
Amen. And you will have peace.
Yes.
Amen. Peace is just letting God have control.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And I've enjoyed peace for a long time. I will not let it go. I will not let it go. You can't get me to lie. You can't get me to cheat. You can't get me to do someone wrong. You can't get me to do that. The latest battle I had was, one of the latest battles I had was, amen, getting revenge on someone. You know, I work with someone where we trade positions. You know, one day I'm doing this, and when I go in, this is the last one I'm telling you. Okay. The first part of the day, I'm doing this. And then the second part of the day, I'm doing this. My partner, he's doing this the second part of the day, and then he's doing this the next part of the day. We just flip back and forth. Every day we're flipping back and forth. So one day I'm doing this first, the next day he's doing it first. And the day I'm doing the other first, and then the next day he's doing the other first. So we just flip-flop it every day. So anyway, we got to do that between four different people, okay? So this one particular guy, he don't like to do what the other three are doing. He likes to just take shortcuts. And when he takes shortcuts, it makes us work harder than what we normally would work with the other three. So So I was doing something equally among everybody. And one of my coworkers said, why are you doing that with him? Because he won't do that for you. And I noticed that. I noticed he didn't do it for me, but you know, I'm thinking, you know, treat everybody equal. So I'm just gonna do it. And then, you know, I said, when he said that, you know, it kind of creeped in my mind, why am I doing it? Because he ain't doing it for me, he's not gonna do it for me. And I let it slip for a little bit that I wouldn't do it for him. And then, you know, God just kept talking to me. That ain't right. That just ain't right. You go ahead and do it no matter if he's not going to do it. And you know what? There was a period where he did start doing it for me.
Amen.
And it made my job a little easier. I said, all right, look at Jesus. And then he went back to his old thing. And I said, you know what? I'm going to keep on doing it.
Amen.
I'm going to keep on doing it. I don't care if he does it or not.
Yeah.
I'm still able to do my job. I'm going to keep on doing it. And that's the right thing to do.
Right.
That's what God would want you to do.
Yes.
You can't let someone who will not do it right deter you from doing it right.
Right.
Amen. Even God says, revenge is mine,
right,
saith the Lord. Revenge is mine, saith the Lord. So who am I to get revenge? I'm not God.
Right.
God. Let God have his revenge.
Yes.
You know, he's done it all throughout the years. He got revenge on the people who messed with his people.
Right.
So just give it to God.
Yes.
That's the way we do it with everything else. We give it to God. We have an issue here, we give it to God. We have an issue over there, we give it to God. We want prayer for this, we give it to God. We don't pick it back up, we give it to God. We pray about it, we give it to God.
Thank you.
So give it to God.
Hallelujah.
Let him get, whether he get revenge or whatever, but give it to God. And you know what? This is the real killer. Bless them that persecute you.
Yes.
Bless them when they hurt you. Bless
yes.
them when they talk about you. Bless them when they do anything against you. Anything. Even when they don't work with you. Bless them. So I bless them. And you know what happens? I get blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
I get blessed.
Right.
And my day gets blessed. And I just got that much more worry off of me. Amen. Y'all, we're called to be a blessing to our brothers and sisters.
Yes.
We're called to be a help to one another.
Right.
We're called, amen, so that God can give us peace in our life.
Yes.
And if you have peace, and you get that peace that passes all understanding,
yes,
you one blessed person.
Hallelujah.
I'm almost there at the very pinnacle of that peace that passes all understanding.
All right.
So y'all come with me now.
Amen.
Have that peace. I know Deacon Don got peace because he's just always in a cherry good mood. Amen. I haven't seen him mad in a long time.
Hallelujah.
But we can have peace, y'all.
Yes.
And that's the message for today. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's a storm out over the ocean and it's moving this away. If